Aloha, moviegoers. It is time for another Mudflap at the Movies. Today's movie review is of the new Coen Brothers movie, Hail Caesar. Oh, I know you've been waiting on this one. The previews have looked great. You see the commercials on TV, you can't wait. The trailers for the new Coen Brothers movie, Hail Caesar, make it look like it's going to be another great comedy, full of big laughs. And all the big stars that you keep seeing, you think, oh, they're going to have like big parts in this. This is going to be great. This is going to be... for me, I was thinking, this is going to be a return to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That's what it looked like at the commercials. It was so quickly paced and big jokes and overacting in the face. You know, it was like, I was ready to see another Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And I got a Oh Brother, Who Farted? This movie just did not work for me or my girlfriend who went with me. We both sat there waiting and smiling. And every once in a while, we would chuckle because there are some funny parts to it. It just doesn't come together. It's like they had these great Frankenstein skit parts, but when they tried to put it together, Frankenstein just came out all, "Durr, I love rabbits, George. George, I love rabbits." You know, the commercials, they were there to promote the movie, and it does. It promotes it. It promotes it well. It just promotes it wrong. I mean, I am a big Coen Brothers fan. I love almost everything they've done. I even liked Inside Llewyn Davis, and my girlfriend hated that. But, you know, I find them to be very creative, very funny for the most part, or very serious when they've done, like, No Country for Old Men or, you know, A Serious Man. Josh Brolin is the star here. He plays Eddie Mannix. He appears to be running things in this studio, this fictional studio called Capitol Studios. He's the fixer. You know, he runs around, he just fixes everything. He's constantly working on the stars' problems or handling money problems or that kind of stuff. So he's juggling all this stuff. And so when he's running between these movie sets, that's what we get to see these set pieces of old Hollywood. Like George Clooney is supposed to be in an old movie like Ben-Hur. And Channing Tatum's character is supposed to be like one of the old Singing in the Rain kind of Fred Astaire kind of scenes, which I have to say was one of the better scenes in the movie. My girlfriend loves that, but she loves Channing Tatum. So, but it just doesn't work. It just doesn't come together. With all the stars that are in this movie, you would have thought they would have just killed it, crushed it. But all they did was kind of fluff it up a little bit. This movie's getting good reviews by the Hollywood reviewers, but sometimes I think they just want to say, oh, it's a Coen movie. It's great. I know I don't get it, but it must be great because I don't get it. Well, I'm just not afraid to say I didn't get it. Sorry. George Clooney, I actually love most of the stuff he did. That's why when I saw that he was back in the movie, I thought, oh, good. George Clooney, Coen Brothers, back to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Again, nope. We've all seen in the commercial where George Clooney gets like drugged and kidnapped, and you think, oh, this is going to be funny. It's going to be like a ransom heist movie. Nope. He just gets kidnapped by a bunch of communist writers, and basically just kind of accept the fact that he's been kidnapped and like, oh, well, it just doesn't work. Sorry. I wanted it to. And after I had just seen Trumbo, and about the communist writers, which was a very good movie about it, this just seemed like a dead fish scene to me. This actually could have been taken out of the movie. Scarlett Johansson's great in this movie. She plays like, you know, an Esther Williams type of character, where the big swim number, what was that, Busley Berkeley? Those kind of big swim numbers. And that's very good. And Ralph Fiennes playing a director, kind of a very soft-spoken director trying to turn a former cowboy Western star into a real movie star, trying to change his image. He's pretty funny, too. I have to give him that. So, you know, there's, like I said, parts of this movie are very good. Other parts just fail miserably. Do I recommend it to a friend? No, I can't do it unless you just absolutely have to see it right now and want to pay your money and watch it on the big screen and eat popcorn, because basically that's one of the reasons I go to the movie, is so I can have movie popcorn with butter on it. So guys, I can't recommend this movie. I wish I could. I love the Coen Brothers, love George Clooney and most things, and nope, can't do it. Sorry. I'm looking forward to the next one, though. You know, sometimes when they miss, they come back with a big hit. Let's hope for the Coen brothers to come back and just bullseye this mother next time, all right? So until next time, this is Mudflap at the Movies.